Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we are being joined by the Dallas County Emergency Management Director, A.J. Seeley. And A.J., thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
Yeah, of course. Thanks for having us.
You are absolutely welcome. As you know, here we are. We're in the fall season, not too far away from winter. And so, you know, I just wanted to kind of prep people with different things they need to be aware of with that colder weather and eventual snow that's coming in. So we'll just kind of break things down. We'll start off here with just general winter weather safety. Just talk about things pertaining to that.
Sure. Yeah. So just like we kind of plan in the spring for the anticipation for severe weather, we should really be doing the same thing in the fall, getting ready for winter. And so fortunately with winter storms, we generally have a little bit more notice about what's coming, the amount of snowfall, you know, the whether or not it's going to be rain, sleet, ice, that sort of thing. But kind of with that kind of idea in mind, we need to be thinking about things like preparing our vehicles with emergency kits, taking extra precautions to prevent hypothermia, frostbite, and even carbon monoxide poisoning when we're using appliances, maybe for the first time in the year, furnace specifically. You know, we kick that back on and just assume it's working. We've got to make sure that it's ready to go in a safe way.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you hinted at the emergency preparedness kit. What exactly does that look like? What do people need to kind of have within that?
Yeah, so we normally talk about emergency preparedness kits in the home being, we want you to have 3 days worth of supplies. So those supplies, generally water, food, maybe battery-powered flashlights, extra batteries, maybe some duct tape, tarps, like things like that you might need when it comes to severe weather, just kind of general readiness. When we look at winter, we want to make sure our vehicles are similarly equipped. And so having an ice scraper is a big one. I know I see a lot of times people will just scrape off, you know, a small 8-inch area on their windshield, make sure we get the windshield, you know, fully clear so we can see and make sure driving is safe for everyone. And then the other things that should go in your vehicle, things like non-perishable food, you know, granola bars, things that probably aren't going to freeze easily since we got to worry about that into the winter, extra blankets, gloves, that sort of thing. And the goal with these emergency kits is, you know, if something does happen, which we obviously hope that's not the case, if it does happen, we're prepared and that it turns that emergency into just a slight inconvenience. You know, we get the equipment out of the back of the trunk and deal with the emergency, which is really not a big deal because we have that equipment.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're speaking here with the Dallas County Emergency Management Director, A.J. Seeley, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And A.J., when you know, you also talked about, obviously, when you're turning off appliances that have been used for in a long time, like a furnace, you know, things like a house fire, especially in the winter, if that were to happen, of course, we hope that it doesn't. But talk about everything has to do with planning. And so what's a way that a family can really have a plan together just in case something like severe like that happens?
Yeah, so it's really important to have smoke alarms and make sure that they're tested, right? The batteries are good and they're working. When it comes to family preparedness, especially, you want to talk with those that are in your household about what is the appropriate action to take when the smoke alarms go off. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I have young kids. My wife, you know, we talk about we're going to leave the house. We're going to meet at a specific spot, you know, in the front or the back of our house, and we're all going to wait there. So we're not looking for each other frantically, you know, if our house is potentially on fire. We also talk about not going back into the structure to rescue animals and that sort of thing. So making sure that everybody's on the same page. We talk about different ways outside of the house. So we go through the front door or the back door, but maybe we could also go through the window if it's ground level. And so thinking about those extra ways to get out of your house if you need to.
Yeah. And then in the opposite vein, you know, with the colder weather and stuff, and, you know, blizzards are bound to happen as well. And so what's basically some advice you would give to do during that time?
Yeah. So with a blizzard, definitely want to avoid travel if it's at all possible. Obviously, we recognize that it's not entirely avoidable for some. And so if you are caught out, make sure, again, you have an emergency kit ready that if something does happen, you're at least somewhat prepared to deal with maybe being stuck in your vehicle for a while. If you are caught in a blizzard, generally conditions aren't great to be outside. So staying in your vehicle, you know, calling for help and waiting for that help to arrive. A lot of times we see vehicles kind of drift into the snow, and sometimes that can block the exhaust on the vehicle. So you want to make sure that the exhaust pipe is not plugged up and potentially causing a carbon monoxide issue. And generally just kind of stay informed. Iowa 511 is a really good resource. They have snowplows with cameras that you can go online and see how bad the conditions actually are. Right. Without going out yourself.
Okay. Well, yeah. And that's always a great thing to refer to because, you know, sometimes it's, I know people get curious and stuff, but yeah, don't take those matters into your own hands. And then, you know, with that, with snow and everything, obviously then comes the ice and that's a dangerous thing within itself. So what are maybe proper ways to approaching that walking and driving and all that stuff?
Yep. So a lot of times we find ourselves outside, you know, clearing snow or ice from driveways. It can be especially difficult on a sloped driveway, but generally, you know, try to stick to flat surfaces where you know that there's not potentially hidden ice. Other things that you could do, they make kind of attachments that you can put on your boots that maybe help kind of grip you within the ice, or you could walk small steps, inch forward, not taking as big of a steps, and that'll help keep your gravity. It is important, try not to carry any extra things while you're walking on ice. So if you do end up falling, you have some arms that can help break your fall.
Awesome. Again, these are really great tips here from the Dallas County Emergency Management Director, AJ Seeley. And AJ, before we let you go, just anything else that people should be aware of as, again, we kind of near the winter season?
Stay prepared and stay informed. Make sure you've got a way to receive alerts and know what's going on in the community so you don't get caught in a situation where it turns into an emergency.
Well, there you go. Simple as that. Again, that is AJ Seeley, the Dallas County Emergency Management Director here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. AJ, really appreciate the time and thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You are absolutely welcome. Our Dallas County Let's Talk program, always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.